Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Asia. May I have your zip code, please? Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Asia. May I have your zip code, please?
02460. Did I just speak with you?
Okay, I'm not sure. Could I possibly have your first and last name?
Did I just speak with you?
I'm not sure, sir.
My name is Jack Rosenfield.
Okay, give me one moment while I try to locate an account with your name on it. Alrighty, and for security purposes, could you verify the address on this account?
God. Did I just speak with you?
No, sir, you didn't just speak with me.
Okay. My address, 280 Newtonville Avenue, apartment 317, Newton, Mass, 02460.
All right, give me 1 second while I look up your account.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand what you just said.
Give me one moment while I look over your account.
Okay.
Okay, I do see where you purchased our hype watch and your account was canceled out. What could I possibly assist you with today?
You know what? I think I spoke with you. You're talking too fast. I don't understand what you're saying.
I see where you purchased our hype watch and your account was canceled out, and you were also advised to come back to return the product. What could I possibly assist you with today?
Did you receive the product that I returned?
May I have your tracking number, please?
Tracking number? Wait a minute. I don't know if I marked that down anywhere. No, I don't think I marked it down. It was about 10-12.
Your tracking number is on the USPS receipt that you got from the post office.
I didn't get it. You mean when I returned it, they gave me a receipt?
Yes.
No, they did not.
And also, you were supposed to call back to actually get your RMA number. That's why I should advise you to the product back.
Wait a minute. I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay, so your account has already been canceled out. You will have to get that tracking number off that USPS receipt and go on Google and actually type it in, and you'll see whether or not we received it.
Yeah, I see you're the one I spoke to before hung up on me. Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you speak one word at a time, slowly? One word at a time.
The USPS receipt that you received from the post office, you will have to go on there and actually get that tracking number And once you get that tracking number, you can type it in into Google to see whether or not we received the product.
How do I get this number? How do I get this?
It is on the receipt that the post office gave you once you returned the item.
I did not get a receipt.
Okay, well, you'll have to contact the post office about that because they're supposed to give you a receipt for that product so you can know where your product is.
So who do I call?
The post office.
See, they came here where I live. And I knocked on the package return, and I gave it to them. They did not give me a receipt.
Okay, well, you'll have to contact them about that.
What?
You will have to contact them about that.
I will have to what?
You will have to contact the post office about that.
Contact the post office about that.
It's about the product that you gave them.
I didn't go to any post office, so how do I know where to
call?
Okay,
the mail people, they work for the post office, so you'll have to call them.
I mean the post office where I live.
Yes,
saying?
Sir, the post office where you live.
And, okay, what is your name?
My name is Asia, A-S-I-A.
A what?
A-S-I-A.
A-S-I-A. Where are you located?
Where the company is located or where I'm located?
Where are you located?
In Alabama.
My God. All right, so I have to call my post office and tell them I returned this package. I left it downstairs where I live, so I did not see the person. But I know that they were given, when they came to deliver the mail, they were given the package. So all I can do is call a post office where I live and assume that somebody from there did get the package. Is that correct?
Yes, to see where it is.
My God.
All right, if you have any more questions, please be sure to give us that call back. I do want to say thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great one.
Hello? Hello? What did you say?
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day. If you have any more questions, please be sure to give us a call back.
This is the second time I've called back. Now, are you sure you're located in the United States?
Yes, I'm located in the U.S.
Well, with all due respect, your English is not very good.
Okay, that's fine. You can always give us a call back and speak to another agent. If you have any more questions, please be sure to give us that call back.
Can you transfer me now to another agent?
Okay, I can't transfer your call to another agent. We can't do that over the phone. What you can do is give us a call back, and we'll be glad to assist you. Someone else will pick up the phone for you.
Okay, goodbye.